2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in-depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. More than 700,000 American jobs were lost last month. We're following a developing story on Utah's Morning News.
The Labor Department's March jobs report was as bad as expected. It ended 10 straight years of monthly job gains.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has the new numbers. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the unemployment rate jumped to 4.4% from a 50-year low of 3.5%. Zions Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy Robert Spendlove says this is uncharted territory for the nation.
To put it in perspective, during the Great Recession, we lost 8.7 million jobs over a 25-month period, and we're expecting that we could lose up to 15 to 30 million jobs by May.
He says just how bad it gets in the long term will depend on how well we're able to battle the coronavirus outbreak. On that front, he still remains optimistic.
The federal government is working very hard to address this. Just last week, they passed the $2 trillion CARES Act that goes to unemployment insurance, gives money to small businesses, to states, and to impacted areas.
Others are questioning whether it'll be enough, though. The news comes after 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, which shattered the previous record that was set just the week before. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
On Wall Street, traders had already factored in the rough jobs report because stocks are pretty much flat so far this morning. TD Ameritrade Chief Strategist J.J. Kinahan explains.
The market didn't get completely beaten up with this coming out. The market has been very well prepared for really bad news, and we've seen that in the sell-offs over the last couple of weeks.
Your money at this moment, the markets are pretty flat right now. The Dow is down 16 points to 21,396. The NASDAQ is up 17, and the S&P is up 4.6.
It appears these brutal jobs reports have a flip side. Let's find out. Our top national stories now with Sean Michael Lyle, back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, while the March report saw historic losses, critical industries are scrambling to find workers. California Governor Gavin Newsom says hospitals, logistics, agriculture, and grocery stores are in dire need and asked the unemployed to step up.
We get you off unemployment insurance, or if you haven't gone on, make sure you don't have to go on.
The new jobs are likely temporary until lost jobs return. It could take up to 20 weeks for the IRS to get stimulus checks to some people. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says those with direct deposit get the money in mid-April, but the IRS could only send out about 5 million checks a week.
In this environment, we don't want people to get checks. We want to put money directly into their account.
Checks will be sent to the lowest income people first. The White House considering recommending Americans wear face masks outside to prevent the spread of coronavirus. It's already the rule in Los Angeles, where Eric Garcetti asks.
We use non-medical grade masks and not take the ones that are reserved for our first responders.
New York is also telling residents to use face covers. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The FDA is easing restrictions on blood donations from gay and bisexual men. The pandemic has caused a dangerous drop in the blood supply, and HIV screening is much improved over when the ban was first put in place. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We have tried to shine a little light on those companies that are thinking out of the box and stepping up to help. And one of those this morning, Utah Valley University, helping produce face masks for first responders. They're using their 3D printers as part of a coordinated national effort.
Sid Smith is an associate professor of architecture and engineering design. He's overseeing the lab producing these masks and joins us live on the KSL Newsline to tell us how it's done. Professor, tell us about this program.
It's part of our engineering program in the School of Technology and Computing, and we've been blessed by our deans and administration to be able to buy these multi-thousand-dollar machines to produce industrial plastic plots and prints in our classes and for people out in the industry. We got a call from our police chief here at UVU and asked us if he sent us some files called the Montana Mask, and if we could print those out. And so far in the past week, we've been able to print about 95 of those masks, which we'll turn over to them probably today sometime.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the stats around this process. I think people would be surprised at how long it takes to make one.
I have two machines going most of the time, 24 hours. And on one machine, in about 18 hours, we can produce three sets. And I have another machine, we can produce about seven sets. So in a day, I can produce about 10 of those masks.
So will the masks that you're producing stay here in Utah, or will they go around the country?
As far as I know, we're turning them over to our police department here at UVU. And I've also spoken with Provo City Police Department, which has asked for some. And I hear numbers anywhere from 150 to 500. And depending on who wants them, they're free to come get them. But most of the time, our masks will probably go here in Utah.
Who's participating in this with you? Because the students are not in class, right?
No, the students aren't in class, and so I'm coming in by myself to do these. Our machines are pretty reliable, so I can set them up and then run them overnight. And they're very, very reliable. They're made by Stratasys. And they support us in everything that we're doing. As a matter of fact, High Country Technologies also, when I called them, they requested the files, and they printed a bunch out for us and sent those to us from Colorado.
I understand, Professor, that this isn't the first time that you've used these prototyping resources to help the community.
No, we try to give the kids, especially the students, an opportunity to design parts and print them out for their projects. We also help the industry out and around this area. If they have prototypes and things that they would like to print, then they're allowed to send us their files, and we'll print those for them. We've also worked with dentist's office, other industries out there to do valves, some medical prosthetics and things like that in order to give them an idea. But this entity here that we're working on, or the masks, is not just at UVU. There's anybody who has a 3D printer, our high schools, other universities and colleges around the state, they're also participating in trying to get out these masks to everybody that wants them.
Well, we wanted to make sure we shed some light on it today and give you a little congratulations for what you're doing to try and help. If people want more information, by the way, of the UVU Prototyping Lab, just visit uvu.edu/AED.
And we'll be back with another look at traffic and weather together in 2 minutes.
You're dialed into Utah's morning news. Smart. When you head home today, turn KSL back up. This is Jeff Kaplan, and we have the latest from Utah's Capitol Hill. Coronavirus, traffic, stocks, my minute of news. All of it, we get you back home. 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
There are times when our need to connect really matters. To keep customers and employees in the know. To keep business moving. Comcast Business is prepared for times like these. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network to help give you the speed, reliability, and security you need. Tools to manage your business from any device, anywhere. And a team of experts here for you 24/7. Because when every connection counts, you can count on us. Learn more at comcastbusiness.com/response.
This Easter, draw closer to Jesus Christ through music with the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square and experience Handel's Messiah on Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Watch the concert via internet stream at tabchoir.org/messiah or enable the skill on your Amazon Alexa. Just say, "Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir, Handel's Messiah with the Tabernacle Choir Easter weekend." Log on to tabchoir.org Messiah for more details and streaming locations.
Loans by Rick is working hard to be part of the solutions needed right now. So if you're trying to buy a new home or refinance suddenly, your world has turned upside down. Rick from Loans by Rick is here to bring everything back to your personal comfort level. That means buying or refinancing at the most aggressive and intelligent interest rates. And with Rick, personal safety is priority. Your process happens online, by phone, and by electronic signatures. There's even the addition of mobile notary closers, so you can sign your closing documents in your living or dining room. That way, life decisions go forward in a safe and responsible way. So here's how it happens. Visit loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. That's 801-809-SAVE. See how seamless buying a home or refinancing can be. Loansbyrick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Let's see if the road conditions look as good as the weather conditions do out there right now at 809. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now I'm watching all clear through the Salt Lake Valley of I-15, I-215, and even Bangor Highway. We don't even have backups at 6200 South like we normally do. Today, thankfully, no trains have crossed 56 West, or if they did, they were short because we haven't had any slowdowns there either. Eric?
No accidents or delays in Utah County. I-15 looking sharp. You got normal pace from Provo and Orem up through American Fork and Lehigh. Remember, these speeds do reduce in Lehigh because of the construction zone down to 60 miles per hour if you're going up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We're starting to see a bit more traffic on the Ogden City streets as well as out in West Point, but your freeways are still clear. No delays if you're on I-84 going through the mountains or heading up north through Sardine Canyon. Zero Res is reducing their rates to help as many people as they can. Schedule with Zero Res $1 per room. Minimums do apply. Online at ZeroRes.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about how much it warms up today. Back over to you, Dan.
A good-looking day in store for us after a cool day with some scattered showers there midweek. We're finally going to warm our way back out of the 40s we saw yesterday into the 50s today, with 60s in store for the weekend. We'll also enjoy sunshine throughout the day today, but we'll feel the winds picking up as we hit the weekend, and we'll notice the cloud cover starting to roll in. Our next storm will arrive on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Finally starting to warm up out there. It's 31 downtown.
And coming up on KSL News Radio, let me take a look at what's on the agenda here. I just lost my... Oh, Matt Gutman will join us. He'll be talking to us a little bit about the concern about the doctors and nurses who've been spending their days around patients who are... That's my dog in the background. Can you hear?
Molly makes an appearance.
You know what it is, Tim? It's garbage collection day.
Oh, gotcha.
And so she's just losing it because... So that's my dog there. But we'll be hearing more from these doctors and nurses who are around patients who are positive, and they're concerned for their own health. And can you blame them? More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
We'll have more from Amanda and Molly coming up at 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Thanks so much for waking up with us here on Utah's News Station.
I think we have a chance to say good morning now to Luz Lewis Perez of the Kidney Foundation for Utah and Idaho. Hello, Luz.
Whoop.
Do we have you with us?
We're pushing our technology to the extremes here.
No.
Oh.
There she is.
I don't think she can hear us. You know what? Let's take a break. Let's see if we can work out the kinks, and we'll come back and try and make connections with Luz in just a minute.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you, and as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do. If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com to schedule a phone call or online meeting.
Money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, now we have Luz Perez on the line with us from the Kidney Foundation of Utah. I was thinking of you the other day with all of the difficulties, Luz, that this stay-at-home order has provided. I can only imagine what that's like for kidney patients right now.
It's awful. I mean, you know, we missed the whole messaging for March's Kidney Month. We had so much information about how prevalent kidney disease is to the community, and then we were just slammed with a pandemic on top of it. And the problem with kidney patients is that they are all immunocompromised, whether they're on dialysis or whether they have a kidney transplant. They're taking immunosuppressant drugs to reduce the effectiveness of their immunity so that they don't reject the newly received kidney. And so all kidney patients are lowered immunity, and they have to keep going to see their doctors, and dialysis patients have to go into the clinic 3 to 5 days a week in order to receive dialysis. We actually had to post messages to kidney patients begging them to continue going to their dialysis treatments while we have all been sheltering in place and trying to reduce our exposure to the public.
What can we do to help those patients, Luz?
What's that?
What can we do to help those patients, Luz?
Well, right now, the most important thing is we don't have any spring fundraisers. Everything has been canceled. The most important thing that people can do right now to help kidney patients is get rid of your old car. Donate it to the Kidney Foundation so that when these patient requests come in for financial medical emergencies, for housing, for special renal nutrition, to donate their car so that we can make those funds available to the people who are at highest risk and who will need our help a lot in the future.
So where do we go online? Where do we call?
Well, you donate your car at towcars.org, TOWKARS.ORG, towcars with a K like kidney, .org.
All right, Luz, we'll check back with you coming up here in just a few minutes and talk more about this big need right now. But let's check our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
The Labor Department released its March unemployment number today, and ABC's Aaron Katursky has the details.
Among its other tolls, coronavirus has ended a record stretch of job growth over the last decade. The U.S. economy lost 701,000 jobs, two-thirds of them in restaurants, bars, and hotels that shut down as the pandemic took control of American life. People who work in dentist offices and daycare centers were also laid off when non-essential businesses closed in the second half of March.
Beginning today, small businesses can apply for forgivable loans from the federal government. And stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow's only down slightly. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both trading higher. You're listening to ABC News.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Concern is growing for all the doctors and nurses who spend their days surrounded by COVID-19 patients.
ABC's Matt Gutman says 140 employees at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston have tested positive.
Frontline health workers themselves are turning into patients at alarming rates. It's being called an epidemic within an epidemic. 20% of COVID-positive patients in Ohio and Minnesota are healthcare workers. In Boston, over 700 healthcare workers testing positive. They are exposed to the virus more than anyone else.
Every day when I go to work, I feel like a sheep going to slaughter. My colleagues and I are writing our last will and testament.
Experts say it's not just the frequency of exposure, but also that healthcare workers are exposed to larger doses of the virus as well.
When you get exposed to a virus, your immune system immediately starts mounting a response. At the same time, the virus starts spreading within the body. An outcome depends on which wins the race, viral spread or the immune response. When you start with a high dose of virus, it gives it a head start in the race.
Meaning the virus can overload the immune system of even the healthy. People like Frank Garbin.
And by then, his breathing was almost non-existent. And when their paramedics arrived, they tried to revive him for about 45 minutes.
Garbin wasn't just any COVID patient. The 60-year-old was an ER doctor, the first in the nation to die from COVID. his best friend Deborah Lyons on the phone when he passed.
And he also knew exactly when he got it. He knew it was those four shifts that he had to use the same mask. He knew it.
What do we want? PPE!
Shortages in protective gear triggering protests in California and Kansas City. Nate is a nurse in New Orleans.
What are the biggest shortages you're seeing on the day-to-day?
I think we're short gowns, obviously, the disposable isolation gowns, the N95 mask. We're using masks for 5 to 7 shifts, generally.
Reusing the same masks over and over. Masks are stored in those brown paper bags on those racks. But even when they do have proper protective gear, medical professionals can fall ill.
I did everything right, and I still came up positive, so I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Yet still doctors and nurses are turning up every day. And despite all of that danger, volunteers are now turning out in droves. In California, New York, Colorado, over 120,000 retirees or people in other areas of medicine have volunteered, despite all of that danger, to join the fight against COVID-19.
So many moving parts to this whole thing, and to hear the stories directly from the people that are on the front lines is something. That's ABC's Matt Gutman on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we're looking good as you travel around the Salt Lake Valley, northbound, southbound I-15. No delays at all. It looks a little bit busy along Bacchus Highway a little bit in the construction zone where they're building that new Amazon plant, and that's going to be between 114th South and New Bingham Highway. Heather?
Homes in Utah County right now. If you're on the I-15 corridor, you're going to be at great speeds from Payson all the way to the point of the mountain. That's in both directions. Redwood Road also looking really good right now. And up in Weber and Davis County, also a smooth commute, no accidents reported. Shouldn't have any problems if you're going into the mountains or trying to get toward the airport. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I already hinted at what a nice 7-day forecast we have for you, and you're going to want to get out of the house midweek when we get close to 70 degrees.
Well, after a cool day on Thursday where highs were stuck in the mid-40s, we're going to warm things back up for the weekend today. Sunny, high 53. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, up to 62, so we'll keep warming, and Sunday up to 65, but Sundays when storms work their way back into the forecast, we'll see some scattered showers on Sunday, Monday, even into Tuesday morning. Temperatures, though, will stay level in the 60s, so we really won't cool down despite the fact that we'll have some storms. Wednesday up to 67, and then Thursday down to 62. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it's 29 degrees downtown, and just a reminder for everyone that all four sessions of General Conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, plus that special session on Saturday night, will be broadcast right here on KSL News Radio. And I know from my friends who are members of the church that they are looking forward to this conference probably more than any other conference in the history of time. They just want to go to a peaceful place and be in a place with members of their faith, and I think even people who are not members of the faith, who just want to hear words of hope and encouragement and solidarity. I think that it'll be a good place to be, and you'll hear them all this weekend here on KSL News Radio.
I just want to remind everybody, too, that not only will we be carrying every session, including that special session on Saturday night, but you can listen to it on the KSL News Radio app. And if you're around the house, just ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio and make sure you're tuned in this weekend. All right, give us a minute. We'll come back and check in with Sean Michael Lyle next.
Do you know how much of your mortgage payment goes into your loan officer's pocket? I'm Mortgage Mike, owner of City Creek Mortgage, and I'm here to tell you that it's much more than you think. For 20 years, we have been Utah's most loved mortgage company for one reason. We charge you less. We don't pay big commissions to overcompensated loan officers. Our salaried team will save you money. Take 60 seconds to get your best second opinion online at citycreekmortgage.com or simply give us a call at 801-900-HOME. You will save money and close on time. I guarantee it.
MLS number 85557905 3, Equal Housing Lender.
Spend time together as a family, learning about the Savior with helpful resources from Siegel Books, such as Come Follow Me Through the Book of Mormon. This book offers thought-provoking discussion and activities designed to appeal to all ages. Best of all, it's on sale for just $9.99.
They also have lots of fun things to help children learn about the Savior and prepare for Easter, like the Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag. On sale now for just $19.99. Call your local Siegel bookstore for curbside pickup or purchase online at siegelbook.com.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Years ago, I worked with a colleague who cheated me. He cost me a small sum of money at a critical time, but it cost my colleague so much more. Without my trust and the trust of others that he had cheated, he was cut out of so many opportunities, so many affiliations, and so much success. John Huntsman Sr. taught that integrity is an essential lubricant for any successful business.
Integrity, without it, nothing else counts, and with it, nothing else counts. That's a very critical part of business, is a man's or a woman's honor and integrity.
Learn more about ethical leadership in an MBA program at the Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
An ancient treatment is revived to fight coronavirus. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, now that so many Americans have recovered from COVID-19, their blood is being used as serum for those still sickened. Dr. Jeffrey Henderson of Seattle, among those who got better.
This is a way to make somebody immune, potentially, to a virus for a short period of time. And was used before there were vaccines.
The old-fashioned method of passing on immunity began this week in New York and Houston. It's called convalescent serum therapy and was used in the Spanish flu epidemic a century ago. It was ancient even then. Researchers say it's no magic bullet, but can boost those fighting the disease with an injection of antibodies from other people who won the battle. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Facebook says it'll boost its small business grant program, adding $40 million to the program and creating new fundraising tools. Small business located in New York and Seattle will be the first to receive funds starting next week.
Markets continue to take a little bit more of a hit this hour than they were earlier from those unemployment numbers, the jobs numbers. The Dow now off 193. That's still less than a percent at 21,220. The S&P is down by 16. The NASDAQ off by about 45 points. I think we're going to roll the dice here technology-wise and see if we've got Luz Perez from the Utah Kidney Foundation. Can you hear us there, Luz?
I can.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yep. We are pushing the technology to the limits here. We were talking in our last chat about how important this is and how tough it is right now for kidney and dialysis patients during this coronavirus. How many people are we talking about?
Well, there's 3,000 in the state of Utah and Idaho together who are affected. There are over 500,000 people in America who are classified as dialysis patients. And when we heard the stay-at-home orders, the first thing that we thought of was our patients. They can't shelter in place. They don't have the luxury of staying at home. We actually had to start posting things on our Facebook page, reminding dialysis patients that they should continue going to dialysis, because the whole panic about staying at home is that they cannot. They have to go to their centers 3 to 5 times a week in order to receive dialysis. So either they die of kidney failure or they expose themselves to coronavirus. It's terrifying.
Well, I never thought about that. So what's happening at the Kidney Foundation this month in April?
Well, you know, March, we lost all of our messaging about how prevalent kidney disease is. It's 1 in 3 Americans because high blood pressure and diabetes, which like everybody has, are the leading causes of kidney failure. So it's 1 in 3 Americans, and more people actually die of kidney disease than breast cancer or prostate cancer combined. So we were trying to get out that message. And right in the middle of this comes this pandemic. And suddenly we had to turn all of our focus and attention to caring to patients while, of course, working a schedule at the Kidney Foundation that would allow for only 1 or 2 of us to be in the office. So we're still fulfilling patient requests. We're still in contact with social workers. We're still in contact with patients. We're posting at the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho Facebook page updates about in-center care and hygiene and how to be prepared. It's a really terrifying time for kidney patients.
And we're going to talk more later in the hour, but just to wrap this up, I guess the way we help out here as listeners is that we just do what we've always asked people to do, and that is donate a car.
Now more than ever, all of our spring fundraising events are canceled, and we expect to see double and triple the number of patient requests. So please donate your car at towcars.org. It's more important now than ever. Towcars with a K, like kidney.
All right. Thank you, Luz. We'll check back in just a couple of minutes. Right now at 8:29, though, let's get a look at triple team traffic. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. I'm looking at Legacy Highway here with the cameras, the UDOT cameras, Andy, and it looks like it's late on a Sunday or early on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's not too far from the truth. There's just not a lot of people out and about right now. I-15 all through the Salt Lake Valley, I-80, 201 coming out of Tooele. If you're coming on I-80, it looks good. If you're going into the canyon towards Park City, no problems up over the summit. Dry road conditions all the way as far as Wyoming, if you want to go that far. Heather?
We're still looking great through Utah County. A little bit of extra congestion on a Pioneer Crossing right now in American Fork. That's west of I-15. But other than that, you're going to be smooth sailing if you're northbound or southbound. And Weber and Davis County drivers also having a really great drive right now, 30 minutes southbound 15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful is still there for when you need us. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's going to warm up later today, I promise. Let's get the details now from you, Dan.
Well, after some cool times midweek, it's time to warm things back up as we make our way into the weekend. Today we'll be looking at sunny skies with temperatures topping out at 53 degrees here in Salt Lake City, and then we'll keep that alive for the weekend. In fact, 60s for Saturday and Sunday. It is going to get breezier, though, and it's going to get cloudier. Our next storm system will arrive during the day on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:31.
It is 31 degrees.
Drives easy like Sunday morning right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
I like that old reference there. We are following a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Coronavirus-related shutdowns are really taking a toll on our economy.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage with the numbers from a disappointing jobs report.
The 701,000 jobs lost last month is only the beginning. Much of the monthly report released by the Labor Department is based on data collected before most stay-at-home orders took maximum effect. 10 million Americans have filed new claims for unemployment benefits. In layoffs, coronavirus has been indiscriminate, cutting jobs across the entire private sector, and the unemployment rate jumped nearly a full percentage point to 4.4%.
Wall Street has been preparing for this jobs report, which was probably reflecting big losses on previous trading days. So far this morning, it's been much calmer. However, just in the last few minutes, for whatever reason, the markets really have taken a turn down. The Dow now off 252 points. That's a little over 1%. The S&P down 22. The NASDAQ this hour is down by 62. And, of course, we'll have more coming up at 8:55 here on KSL.
One industry suffers a surprising drop in the latest jobs report.
KSL's top national stories. Back to Sean Michael Lyle, who's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the loss of 700,000 jobs in March includes a big decline in the medical industry, which seems odd. Hospitals are crying for reinforcements as they battle coronavirus. But TD Ameritrade's J.J. Keenahan tells who's out of work now.
All the dentist offices that have closed across the country, physicians' offices that are outside hospitals that have closed.
Elective surgeries have been shut down. Now, some of the most qualified of those workers have transitioned to hospital care. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi creating a select committee to investigate coronavirus response. She says it's for oversight of the trillions of dollars authorized by Congress.
The panel will root out waste, fraud, and abuse. It will protect against price gouging, profiteering, and political favoritism.
Republicans say the relief bill already established an oversight committee. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And a global poll of doctors finds one-third found that hydroxychloroquine is the most effective treatment for COVID-19. However, CIRMO found 23% of U.S. doctors are using the treatment, far less than the rest of the world. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will look, sound, and feel differently this weekend. Here's KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
This conference will be different in the first place because of this invitation from President Russell M. Nelson last October.
I hope that every member and every family will prepare for a unique conference that will commemorate the very foundations of the restored gospel.
And all church members are invited to a special Saturday night session about the restoration. But the rest of General Conference will look very different because of coronavirus. No tabernacle choir in the seats behind all the general authorities and officers of the church. No crowd of thousands. Instead, just a handful of people speaking and praying at each session in an auditorium on Temple Square for a broadcast. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
All General Conference sessions will air live on KSL News Radio, including the special Saturday night session. Check us out online at kslnewsradio.com or ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. And remember to check out the First Vision Bicentennial special on Sunday at noon with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
And coming up on KSL, two more counties are now covered under the stay-at-home order.
And Triple Team Traffic.
Light volumes of traffic everywhere on the commute. Freeways, city streets, you name it. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:35.
Updating what you need to know about the coronavirus every 30 minutes.
One of the concerns, if everyone starts wearing masks, people might not take social distancing seriously.
Listen everywhere on the KSL News Radio app.
Starting in January of 2021, the power companies will change the way we pay for our power. Maybe it's time to start producing and storing your own power. With new battery technology and lower prices, Progressive Power Solutions can make that happen for your home or business. And there are still tax incentives to help pay for your system. Give Progressive Power Solutions a call for a free estimate. 801-367-7282 or online at ppssolar.com.
There isn't one person the coronavirus hasn't affected. Restaurants and common areas are closed and most employees are working from home. Oh, and don't forget the earthquake. This is Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want you to know that we're here for you and available for any financial questions you may have. We're virtual, and we can help you even over the phone. The stock market sold off very quickly and took many people by surprise. We've been proactive with our clients to help mitigate losses, but understand others may not have been so lucky. Now is not the time to stick your head in the sand. It's a time to take action and work with a local trusted financial firm who has your best interest in mind. So if you have questions or just want to talk, you can do everything from the convenience of your home. Call us. We're here for you and want to help. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org?
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The ACLU is petitioning the Utah Supreme Court to release inmates to protect them from COVID-19. We check in with KSL TV's Brittany Tate.
ACLU officials tell me that a virus like COVID-19 could easily devastate the jail and prison populations here in Utah. They believe that these inmates should be released back into the public right now if indeed they only have less than 180 days remaining on their sentence or they're awaiting trial.
The petition came after an inmate at the Salt Lake County Jail tested positive for COVID-19.
The Weber Morgan Health Department is the latest agency to issue a stay safe at home order. It covers Weber and Morgan counties, effective immediately. Residents are being told to stay at home as much as possible. Public gatherings not in a single household are prohibited. Any remaining public places like zoos, gyms, and museums all have to close.
Let me squeeze in just a traffic note here before we go to traffic and weather. There's going to be a major shift in traffic patterns this weekend on I-15 through Davis and Weber counties. It's part of the Express Lanes project. UDOT says they will change both northbound and southbound traffic on the freeway to crossover configurations. That's when one lane of traffic goes on to the opposite side of the freeway with concrete barriers in place, and your speeds are going to be reduced as well.
KSL News Time, 8:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and back over to you, Andy.
And right now we're looking clear as you come through the Salt Lake Valley, whether you're heading north or south on I-15 from downtown to Point of the Mountain. No issues going into the canyons either. We've had light traffic on most of the city streets. Looks like right now might be getting a little bit busy on 5600 West going up towards the railroad tracks. All clear, SR-36 and I-80 out of Tooele. Heather?
Davis County drivers are going to have smooth commute no matter which road you're on, whether it's a freeway or city street. I-15 is one of your faster ones right now, trying to get from Ogden to Salt Lake. And down in Utah County, you also have good speeds. No problems on Redwood Road, trying to make your way from Saratoga Springs up into the Salt Lake Valley, and I-15 running smoothly as well. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah 4-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's head back to the Weather Center and see what kind of a day we have in store for you with Dan Guthrie.
Well, after a cool day on Thursday, we're going to warm things back up as we make our way into the weekend. We'll enjoy sunshine today, but as we work throughout the weekend, our next storm system is going to be moving in. So we'll go from sunny today to gradually getting cloudier throughout the weekend. But temperatures will gradually warm. In fact, today we're looking at highs in the mid-50s in many cases, and we'll hit 60s for the weekend. But storms return on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
He's promising we'll get to the freezing mark at some point. We're close. It's 31 downtown.
The NBA is back in action this weekend, but not on the court. On the Xbox. We'll find out more from Ben Anderson coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
All right, fun conversation next, and a little diversion for you this weekend at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along and waking up with Tim and Amanda on Utah's news station.
Sarah's Complex is right here, Riverstone Apartments. Do you have the gate code?
No. Do you have the gate code?
No, just follow that guy's car in. We can beat the gates.
Good call.
Whoa, these things are really fast.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Yeah. Caliber Collision.
How do we get your car out of here?
I don't know. Do you have the gate code?
I wanted to reach out on the phone to my friends Greg and Mike at Replenish Landscape Garden Products to just reassure you that they're not only open for business, but have put into place a process and procedure to enable you to get all of the wonderful compost, growing mixes, and rock products they're known for, all while complying with our social distancing rules. Right, Greg?
That's right, Tim. With all of us spending more time at home right now, it's especially important to be able to get outside, get some fresh air, and get our yards and gardens in shape for the spring. We can take your order over the phone. You can drive into our yard and stay in your vehicle while we load you and send you on your way.
It's fast, efficient, and safe.
You can pick it up in either bag or bulk. Or you can let us just bring it right to your own house, drop it at your driveway with a no-contact delivery.
Here's the number to call ahead. Replenish, 801-262-5142. You can pick it up at 4660 South 200 West in Murray. Celebrating 26 years of beautifying Utah homes one yard at a time. Replenish. It's good stuff.
You're probably home right now, and like the rest of us, you're watching the news, watching your finances, watching the kids, and probably worrying about all three. But here's something that I've done over the past few months, and it's made all the difference for me. I'm making money from home with Tri-Day Trading, and it doesn't matter if the market is going up or down or even sideways. You make a profit no matter what the market is doing. Tri-Day Trading lets you work from home and make a profit whether the stock market is rising or falling. And they provide online training. Learn how to trade and bring home extra income and do it all from the safety and convenience of your home. This is your chance to put your financial future into your own hands. Visit TriDayTrading.com. Try it out for 30 days for just $10, and that $10 will be donated towards the local COVID-19 relief efforts. Start making money from home with TriDayTrading.com.
Hey, I want to mention something. We got a text from a listener saying, could you please clear up my confusion? Tim's telling us to get out of the house and go somewhere. Amanda's saying stay home. Which is it? And I assured this texter that the stay-at-home orders aren't telling you you can't leave your home. Matter of fact, you're being encouraged to go take a walk, walk the dog, enjoy some fresh air. And if your backyard looks like mine, you could get out there and do some cleanup work and pull some weeds and enjoy that sunshine. So we hope everybody will take advantage of the weekend weather. Thanks for reaching out to us, though. I hope that helps. You can do the same on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Stay-at-home orders go into effect today in Florida and Georgia. New York and Los Angeles are now advising people to cover their faces when they leave their homes, as experts say social distancing is still the best way to slow the spread of COVID-19. But other healthcare experts are working furiously towards potential treatments. ABC's TJ Holmes has those details.
While biomedical research and vaccine trials are underway, other possible treatments are already being tested across the U.S. Some experts believe a vaccine could take longer. This week, the first patients began receiving convalescent plasma transfusions, blood plasma from recovered coronavirus patients, which contains antibodies that doctors hope might help those who are still sick.
The U.S. economy lost 701,000 jobs in March, the first monthly loss since 2010, as coronavirus caused the economy to grind to a halt. The Trump administration's considering a plan to cover unpaid medical bills, possibly by reimbursing hospitals with cash. Brian Clark, ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL end up. The NBA is back, sort of. They're hosting a virtual basketball tournament starting today that will have actual NBA players behind the video game controllers.
Utah Jazz All-Star Donovan Mitchell will be among the players taking part. Joining us live is KSLSports.com writer Ben Anderson. Ben, anything to keep me from having to watch the Bulls beat the Jazz over and over again? How does this tournament work?
So it's going to be 16 NBA players seeded by their score of their player ranking within the video game. And then if there's a tie in their ratings, it goes to how long they've been in the NBA. They're going to play tonight, and they're going to play Sunday, and that'll set up a further playoff tournament next weekend.
For anybody that thinks this is a crazy idea, I worked for a guy with Glory Kickboxing who was an executive with eSports Twitch. On one of those networks out there, and the viewership of these kinds of things is crazy.
Well, last weekend, Donovan Mitchell was playing on Twitch, the streaming service, with a player named Ninja, and I was looking into some of it. Ninja, who's about a 23-year-old kid, I want to say he's from the Midwest, he makes four times what Donovan Mitchell makes. Donovan Mitchell's an NBA star who makes about $5 million a year. This kid Ninja was making almost $20 million a year.
Just playing video games.
My youngest son has a Ninja poster on his wall. so who's someone who's expected to win this? Are we handicapping it?
So actually, Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns is the favorite to win it. Donovan Mitchell comes in number four, but Donovan Mitchell's got an interesting first round matchup, as silly as that is to say, because he's playing against Rui Hachimura, the rookie for the Washington Wizards from Japan, who's just an absolute enormous celebrity overseas. So Donovan Mitchell's actually going to get a lot of attention from this game.
NBA's not the only one doing it either. I saw yesterday or the day before that NASCAR, of course, is doing their e-races as well. And some of these drivers, I'm trying to remember who it was, if it was Jimmy Johnson, they actually called in a tutor to help them get better at their skills with a controller.
Hey, I think one of the things that never shocks me is how competitive professional athletes are. Wherever it is, whatever game it is, they want to find a way to win. That's how they got to the level they did playing professional sports.
Okay, Ben, some people are listening to us and they've never watched Twitch before. They have no clue, but they want to take part. Tell them where to go to see this.
Okay, this is actually really easy to watch this tournament. It's going to be on ESPN or ESPN2. It's going to be on NBA.com, or if you have a smart device, an Apple TV, a Roku, you can download the Twitch app and you will see it. They'll promote the NBA 2K tournament right there on the front page.
Isn't there a charitable side to this, or do you know?
Yep, the winner is going to receive $100,000 to donate to a charity of their choosing.
Well, I'm going to be glued to this because I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
don't you think? And plus, go ahead.
One of the interesting things is you actually get to hear these guys talk to each other. So you get to hear actual conversation of what they're like in their real lives. And when they're relaxed, when they're sitting in their basements, you kind of get a different perspective of them than you do when you have a camera and a microphone in their face.
Oh, right, because they're mic'd the whole time.
Yeah. Let's just hope the television sensors are on the button there, because it could get pretty heated.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they're on ESPN, there'll be some censorship there. But when you're watching online, I don't think there's many FCC applications.
Probably not. Oh, boy, what a great story. And it starts today. So, again, ESPN, ESPN Plus, and some of the other places. But you don't have to understand Twitch or, you know where all those connections are digitally. You can actually watch it on your television. That's KSLSports.com writer Ben Anderson joining us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Virtual basketball tournament, and we'll be cheering for Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell, yeah.
I'll tell you, the other funny side to this is to hear some of the trash talking between some of these players and talking that game developers didn't give them the actual skills that they may have if they were on the court competing themselves.
Oh, yeah. See, the trash talking on Twitch is that if they had let the best players play, the non-NBA players.
Oh, boy.
You know, the ninja-type players play, that they would be wiping up this tournament.
So it's already begun. All right.
Yes, right.
8:49. Let's see what the roads look like out there. Wrapping up a commute, what there was of it this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Here's Andy.
And we're all clear on I-15 going through the Salt Lake Valley as we have been the entire morning. No crashes to pass along on our city streets through Salt Lake County, so it's just a wide-open, excellent drive if you're out. Eric?
15 Utah County looking good right now. Northbound from Santa Quinn Payson, you got dry roads on the freeway all the way up to Lehigh, end point of the mountain, and no trouble heading north out of Saratoga Springs up to the Bluffdale Riverton area as well. Heather?
We're looking great through Weber and Davis County. No delays, whether you're on a freeway or your city streets, although West Point has a little bit of congestion on a 300 north, but it's nothing that'll add any delays to your commute. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking. Weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and I think it's going to warm up today. Let's check those temperatures with you, Grant. I'm sorry,
Dan. Our spring weather on our kind of roller coaster ride in terms of temperatures continues for the weekend. Saw a high of 44 yesterday. We're done with that. We're back into the 50s today, low 50s today, but we'll hit 60s for Saturday and for Sunday. Sunny today, partly cloudy on Saturday, and then storms return on Sunday. They'll be a little on the stormier side on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But temperatures will stay in the 60s throughout the weekend and into next week. In fact, we could see a high of 67 by Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
31 downtown.
Luz Perez rejoins us here from the Utah Kidney Foundation and just brings in a heartbreaking story and a reality, really, through this lockdown, this stay-at-home order that our kidney patients in Utah are dealing with. And just explain to people again the challenges, the choices that people are having to make here, Luz.
Well, you know, when you're on dialysis, you have to visit your dialysis center 3 to 5 days a week. You don't get the luxury of sheltering at home or staying out of the public. Your choices are to either stay home and die of kidney failure or to go to dialysis and risk being exposed to the coronavirus, and they're in a clinic setting, and bless the hearts of every single medical professional who run those dialysis centers. They are heroes keeping people alive. So we are trying our very best to support the kidney patients as they have to go to their clinics for dialysis. We want them to continue going to dialysis, but every single kidney patient, whether they're on dialysis or are transplanted, have an immunocompromised system. Those who have had a transplant have to take immunosuppressant drugs in order to keep their transplanted kidney safe. So it's a really critical time right now for kidney patients.
So they are even more susceptible to the coronavirus. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they're the largest single group of Americans who are at the highest risk because they are immunocompromised and they have to continue going out into the public almost every day just for treatment.
So a lot of your fundraising events obviously have gone by the wayside here, which puts you back in a position really to beg us to bring any cars that we've had sitting around the house, or maybe you've got a clunker that you just you know you're never going to put any more money into. Now's a good time to donate it and help.
Yep, it's, you know, we've had to cancel our golf tournament with Coach Satake and Coach Whittingham. We're canceling camps. We're canceling all of our public fundraising events. So right now, more than ever, kidney cars save lives. They always have, but right now it is more critical than ever. So please make sure you're donating to the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho, that you're calling a Utah operator. Our website is TOWCARS with a K, that's TOWKARS.org. That's TOWCARS with a K, like kidney.
And what's that phone number, Luz?
It's 801-226-5111, or you can call us on 1-800-TOWCARS. And again, that's TOWCARS with a K, like kidney.
Luz, thanks. We're thinking of you and all those kidney patients out there. Thanks for sharing the information. Give us a minute. We'll check your money news next.
Let's talk about home essentials. I'm not referring to toilet paper and hand sanitizer. It's how to keep things working when you need them most. If you have stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Air flowing past the coil in your air conditioner keeps it from freezing up. If your filters are dirty and plugged, your filter might as well be a board because air can't pass through it, which causes coils to freeze up like blocks of ice, usually when it's the hottest, when you need AC the most, and when at Whipple Service Champions we're slammed. Easy peasy. Call Whipple Service Champions now for a $44 deep dive comprehensive AC tune-up. If you've got stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, indoor air quality, and drain cleaning. Everything's on sale. Be prepared. For everyone's safety, with an abundance of caution, we have implemented strict policies and procedures to remain at your service. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
We heard about the pandemic and chose to be part of the solution.
Staying productive during social isolation is hard. I'm Professor Scott Hammett. The Management Minute Home Team podcast finds positive ways to work. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. Join the home team.
Let's take a look at Utah's money here, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. My daughter works for Apple, works from home on the phones. And since the stores have closed, she's so busy. Apple telling employees that their retail stores will remain closed at least until early May. Apple has about 270 U.S. stores, which shut down last month, of course.
Should we take a quick look at your money at this moment, see where the markets are? Right now, the Dow is down 289. That's 1.3%. We're at 21,124. The S&P is down 28. That's 1.1%. The NASDAQ is down 82.6. That's also 1.1%.
We'll take one more look at traffic and weather before we call it a day. Stay with us.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you. And as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you.